Annie Dugan. And we've got some sunshine for folks to go out and enjoy art this week.
Oh, boy, we sure do. It's a great week for art, and it starts. It actually starts tonight at the Zenith Bookstore. The Zenith Bookstore is having a reading for a book. Emma B is the title of the book. It's by Pamela Fish Carlson, and it's illustrated by Tessa Carlson. And they are going to have Tessa there at the store making art so that you can see. I think, you know, many of us as parents and many of us as people who love children and are around children know that children's books, a lot of times the writing and the artwork can tell similar stories or different stories, or but work together in tandem quite a bit. And it's exciting to be able to celebrate illustrators, and Tessa Carlson certainly is one of them. That is 6 to 7:30 tonight at Zenith Bookstore. Tomorrow, Tuesday at 6:30 at the Tweed Museum of Art, Ken Bloom, the director there, has also done some really great curatorial work during his tenure at the Tweed in the area of photography. So a couple years ago, he had a photography exhibition that used the collection of the Tweed Museum of Art to explore the relationship between sitter, subject, and the person behind the camera. I mean, there's a really interesting power dynamic between subject and author and photographer and sitter. And in this exhibition, the title of the show is Space, Time, and Place. And he's looking at this concept of, you know, capturing a certain time, a certain space, and a certain place. You know, all of those elements come together in photography, and there's this idea that we can capture it. And there's this idea of this, there is a slippery truth in that, in how we perceive it, certainly with technology and with Photoshop, and you're never really completely sure. And so there's that slipperiness and to it. There's also sort of this idea of wanting to hold on to something, of not, you know, you're in a certain space and you want to sort of take it with you. Certainly, you know, you were on vacation, you experienced that, right? The idea of wanting to take these places and times with you, and how do you do that in a photographic way? So he's going to, on Tuesday at 6:30, he's going to be presenting at their Tweevenings event on the first Tuesday of the month. The Tweed has a Tweevening event where they bring in someone to talk about what's on view. And so Ken is going to talk about his curatorial process in this developing this photo show. So the title of the talk is The Concept of Time and Space in Photography. So he's going to really delve into a lot of those bigger ideas of how we engage with time and space, sort of the really key elements in photographic work. So it's also a way to celebrate just this rich collection that the Tweed has of objects. Certainly photographs are some of them. Some really amazing artists in that collection that we can call our own right here in the Twin Ports. Thursday at that Magnolia Cafe in Carlton, this is a great spot. This is the brainchild and the culinary child of Yvette Myla, and she has created this really wonderful community gathering space. And she realized, wait a second, I need to have art as part of this community gathering space. And so Adam Swanson is their first exhibiting artist. They're having an opening for him from 6 to 9 in Carlton for the Magnolia Cafe. It's a really fun way of celebrating what has become a destination for people in the community. And Adam certainly is part of how you build community and how you just celebrate what can be seen visually. I think when we think of Adam's work, we just think of joy of the natural environment, and he is able to capture that sort of exuberance of our built and natural environment. And then Sunday is one of my favorite events of the whole dang year. It is the Smelt Parade, keeping and making Duluth weird and wonderful and silvery and shimmery and all of the above. It's from 3:30 to 6, right out near the lake, Lake Superior, celebrating this fish run and all the crazy, weird, there'll be music, there'll be puppetry, there will be people. If you go, you can dress in tinfoil or silver. There'll be a crowning of the Smelt Queen at 3:30. It's one of these things that I feel like is all about making it yourself and making fun and making creating just for the pure joy of it, for no other purpose but to make your brain work in a fun and wacky way. So check out the Smelt Parade. You'll be very, very happy that you did on Sunday.
It sounds like a blast. Let me look. I'm really curious. Of course, it's a long time in between now and then. But right now, it looks like sunny and 60 for Sunday.
They do it no matter what. It is rain or shine, much like of all of Duluth.
But you can't really appreciate the magic of tinfoil if the sun is not bouncing off it.
The sun adds to the magic of tinfoil. Yeah. That is certainly true. Silver is enhanced with shimmer and sun. But, you know, there's always, you know, rain droplets and the way the water looks when
No.
Rain or on snow, the lovely little duffing of snow.
Been there, done that. We're ready for something new.
Exactly. Hopefully it's like today, because that would be just about near perfection in my mind.
Annie, thanks just a million, and we really appreciate having you along. We'll talk again next week. How's that grab you?
Thanks, Lisa. Sounds good.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on Northland Morning.